This is MSO News Sports, and our Thanksgiving football coverage continues now with Jim Rabbit, head football coach at Kipp Academy. And, Coach, welcome. Thanks for coming back with us.
Well, thanks, Bill, and happy Thanksgiving a little early.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys are playing Wednesday night at Manning Field, or afternoon, I should say, 4 o'clock. It'll be dark by then, I guess, though. But Thanksgiving Eve, Wednesday, 4 o'clock against Lynn Tech. So, Jim, first up, I guess, tell us a bit about the game and then how you see this matchup with Tech.
Yeah, it's always a tough one with Lynn Tech. And, you know, as you know, on Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving Eve, records don't matter. Everyone goes into Thanksgiving 0-0 and, 0-0, and we know we have to come out and play our best game to compete with Lynn Tech. Coach Runner is one of the best coaches in the city and the area, and he's always got those guys ready to go. So we know that we had a great week of practice so far, and we know we have to put all that together and compete for 48 minutes against this Lynn Tech team.
Yeah, I saw them earlier this year, but what stands out to you, Coach, about them? What is it that makes them unique or that you have to stop or be concerned about them stopping you?
Yeah, I think they're very multiple. You know, we've seen some games. Obviously, we see a lot of each other, just from just popping by Manning Field for home games and things like that. And we play before and after each other. So we've definitely seen each other. But, they can do a lot of different things. They can go spread. They have a nice young quarterback who can really air out a little bit and have some shifty, fast receivers who can catch. And then when they want to, and they can pound it up the middle and go tight, in two back sets and insert themselves with a pretty big offensive line and insert the run game there. So you have to prepare for a lot of things with them, and that's what makes it a little more difficult. Is you're not quite sure what you're going to get, especially on Thanksgiving. There's always a few tricks up their sleeves, so just trying to prepare our guys for all the different formations and looks they can give us, and it's not easy.
Well, let's get to Kipp, your team, and tell us a bit about how you've evaluate things. We're in the playoffs, faced some very tough teams, and give us your take on the playoff run you guys had this year.
Yeah, I'm very happy with our team this year, and that Carver team we ran into, certainly a buzzsaw. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens with them in the Super Bowl. Obviously, they got there and well-deserved undefeated team. And I thought we competed really well in that game. I know it wasn't the outcome we had, losing by three scores, but for most of that game, it was a two-score game. And a couple bounces go our way in the third quarter, especially, and it's a one-score game. And then anything can happen in the fourth. So we really hung around. And I thought we played a great game. It's just a really good football team, and Carver played a little better than us as far as the mistakes went, and that's what kind of got them over the top, and certainly deserved to be there. So, but again, I'm very happy with our performance this year, and with our team, and certainly a very successful season.
No doubt about it. Yeah. So I know we've done this a number of times, Coach, but as the team progressed this year, how do you think your team was different, or is different right now today prior to this matchup with Lynn Tech than it was back in early September, if you will?
Yeah, they really came into their own midseason, and it is cliche to say, we hit our stride, but we really did with just being so multiple. It really starts with the quarterback, right? Chanel Gutierrez. And, we really thought we'd just be a real run-heavy team with a really great runner at quarterback. But he really developed a good passing game, a good repertoire with his arm, which made us even more balanced than I thought we'd ever be. And I think that, for most teams, that poses significant challenges when, we can go out there and throw the ball deep. We can throw our screen game, which has really been a strength of ours. And, of course, that running game with Jovan Machado and Chanel Gutierrez, it's hard to stop too behind an offensive line that's really progressed, with a bunch of juniors and sophomores at this line. So they've really come into their own. I think that's really helped us, and it's really translated on both sides of the field. We've although we gave up some points to Carver, and so did everybody else, but our defense has really been stout the entire year too. So, like I said, I'm really happy with our progression. It was a really special team. Obviously, we did a little disappointed with the playoff run, but we have no regrets as a football program.
You know, I can't speak to this with a lot of expertise, but I'm looking at Division VIII and the schools within your conference schools, but there seems to be some parity. I mean, there's seems like a lot of solid teams, and there was some upset. And I wouldn't call them upsets, but some uncertainty in that DA tournament, wouldn't you say? Or how would you analyze it?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. It was certainly more deep than it was last year. I thought last year there was probably three or four teams that were, you know, vying to get the Super Bowl. And this year, I think anyone in the top nine really could have gotten there. You know, go as far as Neshoba Tech in that 8-9 game with Blackstone. They played down to the wire too. It's very deep division this year, and we knew no matter who we drew in the second round or third round, it was going to be a battle, and it certainly was. You know, obviously we could have held off on Carver maybe one more round, but we had to get through him at some point, and they had a deep division and a very talented division, and a lot of great teams, a lot of great coaches.
Yeah, I'd like to see Carver on the other side of the bracket and maybe see them next week. You know, maybe something like that.
Would have been nice.
No, but I think you're right about this division, and you know, Division VIII. And I'm wondering if it's because teams like you are going out and scheduling tougher teams during the regular season to toughen up for the postseason, and other teams are doing the same thing. Does that sound right at all?
I think so. I mean, if you go back a few years ago, and we were 7-1, we were the 12th seed, I think. And you know, the league was kind of down that year. We had a few other teams in the league not there anymore that, you know, kind of hurt our power ranking. And after that, I was like, we have to really jack up the schedule. And then that's when we added, 2 years ago, we added St. Mary's, and they were undefeated, obviously, going to the Super Bowl. We added Boston Latin, who ended up going 7-1 that year. So, in Old Rochester a couple years ago in that schedule. So we really beefed it up. And we went 4-4. Last year, and we ended up in the seventh seed. Higher seeding with three more losses. So not only does it give you a better rating, I think, but it gets you primed and ready. You know, so when you hit the playoffs, you're not shell shocked by the talent. And that's the formula we're going to stick with for as long as we can. You know, keep playing up, keep playing tough non-league schedules, and getting ourselves ready for the playoffs in midseason.
All right, great. Well, Jim, to you, to the coaching staff, to your players, happy Thanksgiving, and to the players' families and all and everyone there. Congrats on really a strong season for you guys. I do think that D8 is a lot tougher now than it was, last year or even a few years ago. But still, I mean, you guys made a lot of progress this year. So again, happy Thanksgiving to you guys, and good luck on Wednesday night or Wednesday afternoon, if you will.
No, thanks, Bill, and we really appreciate all the coverage this year. You guys do a great job over there, so I really appreciate it. So happy Thanksgiving to all you guys over there, too.
All right, thanks so much. Jim Rabbit, head football coach, Kipp Academy. They're playing Lynn Tech on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, at 4 o'clock at Manning Field. This is MSONewsSports.com.